Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We've been reporting on it, I'm just trying to think how many years ago, that it actually started having, you know, where there were problems with insurgencies, northern Mozambique. It seems that Rwanda has got involved. So we wanted to speak to an expert on it. We got hold of Willem Els, who's the Senior Training Coordinator on Terrorism and Explosives at the Transnational Threats and International Crimes Program. What a title, unbelievably serious. And that is at the Institute of Security Studies. Good morning, Willem. How are you?
Oh, well, and you?
All right, thank you. My gosh, very, very serious title, which is always impressive. Willem, what's happened? Why did Rwanda get involved, and what has happened subsequently?
Okay, yeah, there's a long story and a short story of an answer about it. What happened was, some 4 years ago, there was an insurgency that started in northern Mozambique. And up to about 3 months ago, the Mozambican police and military were just not up to it. The insurgents were running rampant. They invaded a lot of towns. They took over control of a lot of towns. Amongst them, the very important port town of Musambwara Praia that hosts the regional airport there for the military, as well as the port, the harbor for the navy. So then they started to control the area, stamping the authority, and then also, as they said, they wanted to implement Sharia law. So they started to dominate, and there were several advances made by the military of the Mozambicans combined with the police, and they were not really up to it. There's a lot of reasons for that. They're just very ill-disciplined. They are not well-equipped. They're fighting maybe a war that is not their war, 1,500 miles away from Maputo. So a lot of things that worked in there. Then SADC actually got together, and they started to become really seriously worried that this whole insurgency and what's happening there might actually start to affect the whole region. Mm. Hence, the security cluster got together, and they enforced the defense pact of SADC, where it states that if one country is in trouble, then the other countries will come and assist. And that led to the SADC force, rapid deployment force that have been deployed in Mozambique. We saw that on Sunday that the chairperson, the president of Botswana, actually inaugurated it, and he officially started the whole operation. So now they are also involved. But what President Nyusi did is, he's very worried about the sovereignty of Mozambique. He didn't want SADC with other countries to come tell him what to do. So he went outside of the SADC region and he engaged with Rwanda to actually come and help. And they actually pushed them in before SADC could actually deploy. There might be several reasons for why he was doing it. But one of them is that Rwanda has actually got a very long history and experience in this type of asymmetrical warfare. They are very well organized, they are very well equipped, and they came in some 3 months before the deployment. They gathered their own intelligence, and when they moved in, we immediately saw that they are making a difference. They took the town of Palma, they are at Awase, they took Awase, they took some other very important towns, and then over the weekend they also occupied the very important, like I said, port town of Musambwara Praia.
Well, I just want to get my head around this and understand this. How many Rwandan troops are there?
Okay, there are 700 troops and 300 policemen from Rwanda.
So it took 700 Rwandan troops to turn the tide, and SADC couldn't do that with I don't know how many thousand.
Yeah, SADC is actually not they only deployed on Sunday officially. So, it's one thing, in military terms, to deploy one country compared to bringing a regional force together with all the logistics and all the politics around it, and to get everything in place and to mobilize the whole force. There's a lot of different dynamics that take place instead of just sending in one country. And I think that's also one of the reasons.
But you're talking about 834,000 people displaced.
That's correct. It's a human strategy that is playing. We had a team of researchers that spent about 20 days in the area. And some of them very seasoned, and they've been there a lot of times. And the evening after, they came back from Makufe, where they were, there's one of the major IDP camps. The one professor that went in, you know, he just couldn't contain it. He started to cry when he gave us a feedback. He says he's never seen suffering like that.
No, 3,000 people dead. 820,000 people displaced. And look how long it's taken. Look how long it's taken. It's,
you know,
it's no wonder.
Politics have been played at the expense of the people.
Yeah.
And that's very sad.
It's enough.
The sad thing about the people that have been killed, you know, amongst them, the minority of those people are actually insurgents. The majority of those people that have been killed are actually local people.
To leave it there, unfortunately. Thanks for your input this morning. Really interesting stuff.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.